Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live here in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph Erdo and Greg Isaac Kimberly in studio laughing at me or someone. Who is she laughing at, Greg?
Probably you.
Oh.
Because when you say my name, you sometimes get the last name wrong.
No, I know.
He really has
Gregory
before,
Daniel.
Greg. There's a lot of Isaacs in here right now.
How many?
This is a room full of Isaacs.
This is so exciting because we have
five Isaacs.
We have my niece and nephew, Matthew and Lauren, in studio here in Phoenix. And Greg, they're your cousins. Come on, say something.
I know, this is great.
He's speechless.
No, the room not only taken over by Isaacs, but also plenty of King fans in here.
Yeah,
great,
that's right.
Leading into real hockey talk.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, some great stuff.
I like Matthew's shades. Are those sunglasses? Do they change in the light?
They look like the ones that change, right? Oh, okay.
Wow, that is so cool.
Wow. Fun, right?
Outstanding.
Yes.
And then, yeah, Kim, of course, part of Understanding Autism.
Yeah, the star of Understanding Autism.
Our other network online. So, yeah, some great stuff.
BreakRadioshow.com.
Absolutely.
So, Joseph, what do you think?
Hey, great.
You're surrounded by Isaacs.
Yes, there's too many Isaacs. And a little bit later, we're going to be talking about Oscar Isaac.
Absolutely.
Our other nephew.
Yes. He's got a great movie. Well, I don't know if it's great, but a new movie coming out.
I thought you were going to review that.
I will
movie.
Review it.
Oh. So,
but and I'm for the listeners, I really thought Oscar Isaac was related to us. He's really not. I've never heard of him.
And of course, that was Saturday Night from Saturday Night Fever, Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. Mm-hmm. And, right?
Yeah, Dave's favorite actor, John Travolta.
John Travolta, yeah.
They go way back together.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know if it's my favorite actor.
He probably is.
He's very good, though.
No, yeah, there's only one BG left, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and Barry. His name is Dave Isaac. Oh.
No, I was not in that
Barry BG.
Yes.
Right. But, you know, since this is our That Breakthrough Entertainment 70s show, we are going to be talking all about some other 70s movies today. And we talked about American Hustle earlier. We've got Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues, still coming up. Mm-hmm. And, of course, now we've got on a 70s expert. He's got a website that's called Welcome to the 70s. Jeff Owenby, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is great. So, you know, the website's www.welcometothe70s.com, right?
Yes.
Great.
And it's a really good website, Jeff.
Really, I
guess.
Thorough.
Now, you lived through the 70s. I don't think these two youngsters here or anyone in the studio, but I lived through it, and I sort of related.
We always forget about Eric.
I know. You
just
always
because,
forget
oh,
about
Eric. Oh, Eric,
I'm sorry.
Glass.
Are you still there, Johnny?
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. You're right. Eric lived through there. But I like some of the phrases that you have out there, and I don't think they're used actually anymore, but far out and trippy and out of sight.
Do you
still use some of those phrases?
I don't think I've heard any of those in a long time. I've heard trippy still, but some of it is beginning to get resurrected a little bit.
Yeah. I'm curious, what influenced you to make a website all about the 70s?
Oh, I started with a 60s website, and I really loved the 60s, but I really loved the music of the 70s and a lot of the movies. And I always felt like the 70s were a really innovative decade. I mean, we were starting to get really bold with everything. TV was getting bolder, the movies were, the music was great. So I just had to make a website dedicated to that and that feeling that I had from the 70s.
Yeah, and it's a really thorough website as well, because you go into all of that stuff.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah, I liked it too, and I related when I went to the TV section where great sitcoms like All in the Family were there. That of course, was you know, American Graffiti, Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, I Love Lucy, Lenny and Squiggy. Of course, they were the neighbors, I think, of Laverne and Shirley. But
yes.
I think the Mary Tyler Moore Show was also in the 70s, was it not?
Yes, it was. And it came out in 1970, I believe, and it had a couple of spin-offs also, and it was a great show.
Well, Greg's favorite, the Brady Bunch, was also, of course, Greg wasn't born yet, but MASH was in the 70s, some really good stuff. I mean, Beretta, quite a few. It's just a little, actually, my favorite is on the list here. Let's see if Jeff can guess. What's my favorite of all shows anytime, and it was in the 70s?
$6 Million Man.
No, not the $6 Million Man.
Well, maybe let's ask Jeff. Maybe Jeff knows what his favorite is.
Yeah, what's your favorite? Maybe it's the same.
My favorite was Kung Fu.
You know, that I got to tell you, that is tied with my favorite. I just love that one, but Little House on the Prairie right there with it.
Similar shows.
Little House on the Prairie was your favorite?
Yeah, well, that with Kung Fu. So I think that was really cool stuff. So
yeah, you know, it was. It really was. And both those shows were great. I liked Ben K. and Bronson a lot. I was a big fan of that.
That was very, very good, too. So what was some of your most memorable experiences from the 70s? And how has the 70s influenced you in present day?
Okay, well, I think my most memorable experience from the 70s, there were lots of them, but the one that I really remember the most was seeing Pink Floyd in 1972 in the Memorial Coliseum. And this was when they were still doing their psychedelia at that phase. And it was a year before Dark Side of the Moon came out. And they introduced it as a very long song. They just said, we've got a long one, and it's called Eclipsed. And it was just an amazing show, and I'm really glad I got to see that. It was, you know, once their shows changed and everything, I'm really glad I got to see the early day stuff with them.
Right.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Do you remember a group called Pacific Gas and Electric?
Yeah.
I taught guitar in the 70s, working my way through school, college. And I, one of the teachers in the studio was the bass player for Pacific Gas and Electric.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were great.
Brent Block, I remember him. He was a very nice guy. And it was quite wild back there. Of course, they were actually even in the late 60s, Pacific Gas and Electric, and had a couple number one hits and performed with Hendrix and some of the great groups as the opening act.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you remember that. So what now? How is the 70s? You know, how is it different than the 60s? You said you started with the 60s website. How did the culture change from the 60s, 70s, and maybe even the 80s?
Well, the younger people like myself in the 60s, I was in the 70s, I was 14, and the hippie culture was carrying over in the 70s, and it became really, really strong till about 1973, and then it began to fade a little bit. But the culture was different in many ways. It's like, in some ways it was good, and in some ways I think it was kind of bad, but people were standing up. America was finally getting a voice for the first time. Women's rights were really becoming really strong, and, you know, Gloria Steinem, hats off to her, definitely. And so much was changing, the politics, the way people looked at the world, and I think the 70s were just incredibly innovative. I think they opened the door for a lot of things that we have right now.
And Jeff, where did you grow up when in the 70s?
I grew up in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, wow. So I wonder if that was, that must have been a lot different than in L.A. where I grew up.
It could have been, yeah. I'm sure it was. It was still a West Coast, so I really like some of the old 70s TV shows that take place on the East Coast, you know, because the styles and everything were so different. But
yeah. And now, Jeff, do you have you seen American Hustle yet? Are you going to see it? And any thoughts on the original Anchorman in terms of its authenticity to the 70s?
I haven't seen those two, no.
Okay.
I will check them out, though.
Excellent, excellent. And so what do you do now? I know that you've got another website as well.
Yeah, what do I do for a living?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm basically a graphic designer and web administrator. Oh. I build websites and I do graphic design.
Oh, well, you did a great job on the Welcome to the 70s website. We want to, you know, invite everyone to go out and, you know, double-click on www.welcometothe70s.com and, you know, if you want to know more about the subject, because it's a great resource, you know, for Greg and myself who haven't lived through that. And I'm sure that Dave's looking through it right now. He's reminiscing. And
This is the stuff he always talks about.
Yeah.
We're here on the air. Joseph, myself are young for our sports shows. You know, everyone else, we're all in our 20s, except for Dave, who's like 90.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what happens is Dave talks about all this stuff, and we just look at each other. We don't even know how to come back.
But look, there's a
we
website
now. Have no idea
now.
What he's even talking about. And now we do, and this is what's great
so
about
great.
This.
Guess what section I am, or Jeff, you can guess as well. What section am I in right now on your website?
How can he guess that?
I
bet he's going to guess.
I'd be really proud of you if you're in the black light section.
Well, I wasn't there, but I'm in the girl crazy category.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
Oh, wait, that. I just got married. Oops.
I forgot all about that. Yeah.
I forgot all about that, too. Wait, well, the black light. Let me go to the black light section. Wow, that's...
Well, I love the fashions of the 70s. I've got to say that, you know, I almost wish that I was, you know, around in the 70s in high school or something, because I think that I could have really rocked that hair and rocked some of those...
corduroy bell bottoms.
Oh, yeah. You know me.
That's right.
Me and my red boots.
Yeah, you would look good in corduroy.
Because there was such a freedom to do anything. I mean, hardly anything was looked down on, so you know, you could really be yourself.
Yeah. Wow.
I kind of like I'm in this time zone. Anyway, not time zone.
Time zone.
I'm
still
spacey.
Thinking about Brian Griffin coming back and the time travel and all that. I'm happy here. You know, I had the small parts in the early 90s where we had like the Zach Morris, Saved by the Bell type look, but I was still a little guy at that time.
Oh, so. How about one last thing and then we'll let you go. The Doors, that big 70s group, but actually late 60s into 60s. The 70s. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, actually mid 60s.
And I have an interesting story about that real quick, is that in high school, 1968,
I
believe.
He hung out with them. That's why Dave's so forgetful.
No, not really. No, that was a different party. Now, the thing is that just before their great hit, Light My Fire, they contracted to play at our high school.
Oh, really?
And their hit just broke. And it was either 65, between 65 and 68. I graduated in 68. And they were under contract, so it just broke as number one, Light My Fire, The Doors, Jim Morrison, and they played right there in the gymnasium. What a thrill for the entire school at Cleveland High School in the San Fernando Valley.
Wow.
Yeah, that's amazing, because that then they were big time and didn't play high school probably again. I don't know that for sure.
Cool.
Anyway, Jeff Owenby, thank you so much. The website is welcometothe70s.com. Great website. Love to have you on again. We'll have other themed shows, and thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Wow, that brings back memories, guys.
Yeah, I bet it does.
How about you, Eric?
To me, the 70s were brown.
Yeah?
The carpet was brown. There was people had brown wooden paneling in their homes, and all the clothes were brown.
Yeah, I think
Lauren,
you're right.
Lauren, are you from the 70s? You got your brown jacket on today.
Yeah.
Look at that there. No, but well, it's great to find out some of this about the 70s, because it's
cool
all
stuff
Dave ever talks about.
Yes, I love it.
And again,
so
you know,
now we know.
And the fashions and everything, that with the production design and the costume design from, at least for American Hustle, and also the first Anchorman. We'll talk about Anchorman 2 shortly. Mm-hmm. But that is all amazing. So if you were from the 70s, I think that you'll really get some nostalgia there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But talking about nostalgia, taking us into our break, is from 54, Love Machine by The Miracles.
Oh, I want to. Oh, you can sing that.
Come on,
one.
You too. Yeah.
Come on, Greg.
Naughty, but
I
you.
Oh, no.
He does both parts. Can you believe
it? Love Machine.
Keep going. Yeah, that's it.
Nobody but
you. Doing it.
Oh, hey,
there
we finally
all
got
right.
Eric singing.
Eric, you're singing too?
Wow.
I'd sing more if I knew the words.
Oh.
Eric and myself are the ones that usually just look at them.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment live here in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, Scottsdale. We know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
The noon delight.
My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night?
When everything has got a little flare in the light of day. And we know the night is always gonna be there anyway.
The feeling's real appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon.
Robinson, where are you, Eric?
I don't have the lyrics like
you
do.
And the thought of rubbing you is getting so exciting.
Sky rockets in flight.
Woo!
Afternoon delight.
Whoop!
Afternoon delight.
Wow. Well,
oh, wow.
Let's tell our listeners what's going on here.
Well, we're trying to sing is the problem here.
Yeah.
But it was still pretty good.
Yeah. What was that on key?
Oh.
No, yes, and I was doing the harmony.
Oh, well, good.
Eric's part was great. Yeah. You were the one keeping us on key.
And I couldn't have done the harmony if you guys weren't in key. So thank you.
Yeah. We were in key.
Yes.
I think our voices need to be a little higher there.
They should.
Kind of match Ron Burgundy and company.
And Brick.
How they did it and Brick.
Should we try it right now again?
No, that's okay.
No.
Maybe another show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But this is Breakthrough Entertainment for any new listeners.
Good stuff.
In Phoenix, Arizona, we have special guests in studio. My niece and nephew, Matthew and Lauren.
They can jump on that.
And my daughter, Kimberly. A little shout out for Kimberly. Kimberly, come on up here, like the Academy Awards. And here she comes down on the red carpet. And, you probably need a thing here. Okay, maybe you don't. Anyway, so Kimberly's the star of Understanding Autism, heard when?
On the second Monday and second Tuesday of every month.
On Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. Go to BreakRadioShow.com. BreakRadioShow.com.
Wow, look at your whole family's in radio.
Yes, it's so exciting. Great show, too.
I'm excited. And actually, we have a Facebook page. If people want to check out some previews or you know, information about past shows or autism, if you go to facebook.com/understandingautismradio, you can find out more information.
See, we get the stars out, Eric, the star of Understanding Autism right here, right now at 1480 KPHX.
Very exciting.
Yes. Thank you so much. Any parting words from Kimberly, Isaac?
No, you're welcome. Yeah, I'm just looking forward to hearing the rest of your show.
Oh, well, good. How do you like it so far?
It's interesting.
What does that mean?
It means it's interesting.
Wait, well, I think we should get Matthew and Lauren
she
saying
came
what
in
they
here
think.
When we're singing.
On the break, Matthew and Lauren said it was great,
well,
right?
You know what? They can swing that microphone right over in front of them and talk if they like.
I don't think they. Maybe later.
But when they saw, when they did say it was great, their
I think
fingers
a few more lemonades,
crossed,
a couple more lemonades, they'll loosen up and talk. Okay. Anyway, so what do we got?
Well, we were having a party here, right, in the studio.
Oh,
but
yes.
I know that there's another party coming up as well.
Absolutely. At the North Mountain Brewing Company. That is tonight, of course, at 522 East Dunlap Avenue. You got to get out there. A lot of great stuff going on. Secret Santa. You know, great beer on tap, obviously, great place. So once again, 522 East Dunlap Avenue. And for more information, go to their website, northmountainbrewing.com. And of course, there's a picture of Clark W. Griswold holding some presents in honor of the Christmas party tonight. And I do got to mention one thing real
quick. Clark's going to be there?
That would be great if he is. Clark W. Griswold, of course, from the Vacation movies, and I found out some troubling news last night that my great cousins Matthew and Lauren have not seen National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, no, you haven't?
Now, with Matthew, we'll give a pass because he's younger and stuff, but Lauren, you know, we'll have to talk about this.
Wow. Yeah, well, I'm curious, at the Christmas party there, are they going to be selling copies of the Breakthrough Entertainment Christmas album?
Oh, I don't
should
know.
Be. We got to set that
up. Did we get to hear that again?
No, we don't. No.
I love that.
No.
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
It was Eric, good. Wouldn't you buy something like that?
Yes. Catherine and I were listening to it like 2 days later.
Oh, were you? Yeah. Was it funny? It was pretty good.
She was cracking it.
And I do want to say also today with North Mountain Brewing Company, it's the last day of their food drive to bring in 2 cans of non-perishable food items. And one, you get $1 off any item. But in general, though, you know, it's something to help out with. And all donations go to the John C. Leakin Desert Mission Food Bank. So something you want to help
out
with.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, doing
very
good.
Nice.
Doing good. All right. So, of course, that song that brought us into this segment is from the original Anchorman. Man,
yes.
Afternoon Delight, sung by Will Ferrell and crew.
One of my favorites. Yeah. Just amazing.
Yeah. And so, of course, Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues, came out on Wednesday. I think it's doing spectacularly at the box office.
The legend does continue, indeed.
And if, since it came out on Wednesday, if we have any listeners who have seen it and want to give their thoughts on Anchorman 2, go ahead and give us a call. 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480. We'd love to hear what you thought about it. And, of course, Will Ferrell reprises his role as newsman Ron Burgundy, who this time takes the nation's first 24-hour news channel by storm. Christina Applegate, Steve Carell, Paul Rudd, and David Koechner also reprise their roles. And there's a lot of cameos in this movie as well. And are you going to tell me if you saw this yet?
I have not seen it yet, but I am dying to see it.
You're dying to see it?
I am, because I obviously love the first Anchorman, but, you know, unfortunately, fortunately, I did see it, because, there's some interesting things I'll say about it, and, the great cameos you mentioned.
You did or you didn't see it? You're confusing.
I know.
Yes. I'm going to wait.
They're trying to confuse me, and they're confusing
everyone. The official answer is going to be the Oscar Isaac movie was phenomenal, though, but the answer will be after Joseph gives his review, so I got to see how I'll come in, perhaps.
All right. Well, I will be. To be fair, I really didn't like the first Anchorman all that much.
Really?
I thought
it
was okay.
Show him the door, please.
Yeah, I didn't.
No, Eric, really,
it's open.
Right. Oh. But I didn't care for the first one, but I did like the direct to DVD weird like 1.5.
Yeah,
thing where they used all
that's
their
pretty
scenes.
Funny.
And
yeah.
I think that the reason I like that is because they didn't try to even have a plot there.
Right.
Is it was just all like skits, and that's kind of what
well,
these movies are.
Well, most movies improvise anyways. Both
right.
The
it's
first
all
two.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm curious. You liked the first one?
I did.
Dave, did you like the first Anchorman?
I did like the first one.
Okay, and Eric.
I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it. Okay.
Yes.
And I thought it was just okay. I didn't, you know, I wasn't that much of a fan. Thought it was, kind of overrated. This one.
You loved.
I hated.
Whoa,
I
really?
Hated.
What? Hated this
huge
one.
Thumbs down.
Let's talk about
this.
Why?
This movie has got like attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. It's jumping all
That's
over the place.
That's what makes it great because of Dowie the Shark.
What? Oh, yeah. Dowie the Shark.
Or Dowie. Yes, I forgot.
Dowie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
maybe I haven't seen it. Maybe that's why I got the name
right. No.
Wrong.
You know, the thing is, when it calms down long enough to set its sights on a specific aspect of the television news industry, it's got some like razor sharp fangs when it bites into. You've seen the movie, so you know what I'm talking about when it tackles the topic of car chases. I mean, because I stop when
what
I'm doing when there's
about?
A when there's a live car chase on TV when they break into the news and they act like it's like some wonderful breaking news that everyone needs to hear. I love that. That's great entertainment. And they kind of like lampoon that in the movie. And they also do a few other things like the onslaught of on-screen graphics, right? You've seen that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so those things are really funny. But the rest of the movie is way too long. This is 2 hours. And then the last half hour of the movie when we get so many cameos, which I don't think we want to spoil for those who
the
do
ones
want to see
that
it.
I won't really say. I'll say this, though. There's a few that are even not credited that I noticed that showed up. One in particular, because it shocked me, because I had a feeling who some would be. And,
it's
for people to check out.
And it's kind of neat, but at the same time, it was so much nonsense. For a half an hour, the movie was over for a half an hour. I mean, I thought that they could have ended it, and then they kept on going on and on, and then you got, you know, Ron Burgundy having this weird, I don't know if we want to say exactly what happens to him, but he has to go away for a little while in the film because he suffers an injury.
But in the first one, he had to go away for other issues.
Oh, so we're just going to redo everything from the first one?
No, but it was a different theme. See, the way I describe a very funny movie with a sense of healing, and it depends how you look at
that. Actually, we didn't see it.
I saw it.
I'm just kidding.
No, I thought this was better than the first one.
You thought it was better than the first one.
You are incorrect, sir.
It's his opinion.
No, I'm kidding. I'm just teasing. It's an opinion, but I just thought it was much better than the first one, funnier than the first one, and it had a sense of purpose, and I'm not going to be a spoiler on what that sense of purpose was, but it ended up that it created a sense of values and morals and good stuff. I saw it that way.
But you mentioned earlier, Greg, you mentioned when the RV tumbled over.
Oh, great scene.
That was so funny.
They all have smiles on their face, even when the scorpion is flying around.
And the bowling ball
smacks them all. They're like,
And did anything happen? I mean, was that like a cartoon moment?
That was fantastic. I loved it.
Well directed.
What happened at the end of it? Not at the end of the movie.
It was funny. It was a state of
mind. But it's a goofy movie. It's okay.
Yeah, it's like watching a Wile E. Coyote cartoon.
It was fantastic.
It was so funny.
It was great.
He's battling a shark. I mean,
Dobie was fantastic character, by the way. I mean, Dobie the shark. You know, Dobie plays up in San Jose now. He's a hockey shark. But he just phenomenal, you know, caring for that poor little shark.
Well, you know, here's what made it even worse for me is that they were doing some weird games with the screening where they invited invited select media on the night before it came out. I mean, you got out of the theater when the movie was actually in general release.
Oh, okay.
And so they hid it from the media. They didn't want people to actually see it. So I don't think the Paramount really wanted anyone to see it. They didn't have very much faith in it. They think it's going to sell itself, which it probably is.
Yeah.
But then
this is the greatest mustache.
I had to pay to see this movie, and I was ripped off.
Well, the thing is, we had where we saw it. I won't say where we saw it, but where we saw it, there were a lot of people laughing out loud. I heard people just full belly laughs.
But probably because you were doing something funny in the theater.
No,
it
wasn't me.
You had your popcorn again, and you were.
Yeah,
like,
I did have the popcorn.
Oh well, see, that's what happened.
But I think it was a tremendous
movie. It is funny because if you go to a movie with him and he's eating popcorn, you can tell everyone around is like, "Will that guy just be quiet?
Yeah,
will he shut up because he leaves his mouth open while he chews his popcorn.
Yeah, it's
unbelievable.
It's quicker that way.
I mean, like 10 pieces at a time go, and you hear. You know, but you miss part of the movie. But the thing is I don't call it a breakthrough. I like the first one better as a movie, but I thought this one was just as funny.
Double thumbs up.
Again,
I laughed like twice.
I love the cameos. Everyone knows there's cameos, but you got to see it to see everyone in there. So
the only funny thing is Brick. Brick's funny.
Oh, Brick's great.
Yeah, but Kristen Wiig, they ruined it with Kristen Wiig as his girlfriend.
Oh, I thought she was fantastic.
I thought she was terrible. It was so boring.
She was great.
Yeah.
I mean, look at all the fun they had by the soda
machine. I thought they couldn't have picked a better actress to play that part.
Yeah, she's great.
Eric, don't go see Anchorman
2. Oh, go see it.
Eric, you best see it.
I'll wait for Netflix.
Oh, I think it's what we're saying.
I think you should go to the theater.
No. Well, the theme...
Although I did tell you to see this as the end, and I know you didn't like that, and I loved it, but Joseph also liked it, too.
Well, the theme here is responsible journalism.
Usually, if Joseph says he doesn't like it, I end up liking it. So, I don't know.
So, maybe
you're going to like it.
Except for a couple instances.
Well, anyway, the theme here is responsible journalism and ethical standards are things of the past. The news is now no longer about information. It's about ratings and persuasion. Again, here we are back on that hustle theme.
Oh, yeah. We found out today Joseph is a con artist.
Yes.
Well, I agree.
And an artist in general. But
yeah, pretty good.
I agree. I mean, sadly, the world, the way of the world actually changed journalism, the ratings, power, and money. I agree with you totally. And no longer can you get the straight news. News is not an opinion. It's really propaganda from most people's point of view. So
Fox News.
Yeah.
Oh, just going
fair,
to say.
Fair and balanced. Okay. MSNBC.
And they make fun of that. And, you know, and those are the moments yeah. in the movie that I actually
so
love.
So I thought it was innovative that they added that in to the movie as the creator, you know, Will Ferrell accidentally came up with that. But I thought it had some nice twist to it. And it did show the chauvinism still of Will Ferrell, of Ron Burgundy. You know, I won't spoil the movie, but at
and
a certain...
And racism as well.
There was?
Come on. Yeah. Come on. Where are you at?
Which wow. part?
All right. Just you got to see it to see
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still liked it. And I thought it was well worth it. It's a funny movie. It's not meant to be dramatic, but it had well, good points.
It was funny, though, how they went about it, obviously. With
oh, yeah, that part.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, now Dave gets it.
Yeah.
It takes him a little
I'm
bit
I'm colorblind,
time.
So what can I say? But it was, no, I now know what you mean. Oh. Greg's thinking what that means. Okay.
Wow.
But anyway, I really did think it had a nice message, unlike the first movie, and that was also good. But it was very good. No question in my mind. I would definitely give it an A.
Well, I would just stay home and watch your average everyday newscast, and you can see stuff that's just as funny. Because as we talked with Dana Milliken earlier, a lot of these news anchors are exactly like Ron Burgundy, right?
That's true. That's true. But I'll say this. Don't listen to Joseph on this one.
No. Thumbs
definitely
down.
Go say it. Well, Sebastian, yes or no? Are you going to see Anchorman 2?
And Sebastian?
Oh, yes.
Oh, absolutely.
I think
absolutely.
You're going to love
you know,
it. I'm
when
not
Sebastian
you.
Shaves his goatee, he kind of has the Ron Burgundy mustache.
Yeah, you do. You have that yes. nice, what's the scarf? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yes, Dave, that is a scarf.
The Swedish look right there.
Yeah, you look sort of cool, like this. Yeah. Yeah.
He looks like he's just coming in from New York or something.
Yeah.
From
yeah.
snow.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, from Flagstaff.
Well, yes. If anyone wants to agree or disagree with me
yeah.
or whoever, Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues, 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480. Oh. Again, I am giving Anchorman 2 a thumbs down, and Dave and Greg are giving it a thumbs up.
Absolutely.
Big thumbs up,
and when
by
you
way.
Agree with us, send us a message on Facebook. Go to break, BREAKradioshow.com. Click the big F. Like us on there and let us know that you agree with Greg and Dave.
And taking us into our break.
So strong. No, I'm just kidding.
Taking us into our break oh, is yes. from Anchorman 2, Ride Like the Wind, Robin Thicke, and Will Ferrell.
Great song. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's
you
a good
can't
song.
Go wrong with that.
What happened to Afternoon Delight? I want a second chance at that.
No, that's we're moving on.
Okay.
Ride Like the Wind. Come on. Oh, yeah.
I don't know that one.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, he's good. He could be a dancer, a singer.
Such a long
Cross.
Way to go. No, this is Robin Thicke.
I know,
but originally
it's
he's it was
redoing
Cross.
It, covering right. it. Yeah.
Very, very good.
Yeah, he's good at covering people's songs.
Yeah, and you got Will Ferrell making comments in the background.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And this Much is like Breakthrough Dave. Entertainment Live here in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
That sounds dangerous.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, live in Phoenix, Arizona. And what movie is that?
Well, it's funny. I was looking down at Kim because I know she likes this movie and the franchise of movies. But I just remember she can't hear because it's on headphones. Of course, this is Beyonce from
Goldmember.
Yes.
Austin Powers. Number three.
Absolutely. Yeah, some good
Austin
stuff.
Austin Powers.
Yeah.
You know, Austin Powers and Ron Burgundy should team up. You know,
maybe ruin Austin Powers. Austin Powers is actually funny.
I think they should have just a team. Just go out there
all
and do their
three
thing.
Austin Powers
and
movies.
And get Megan Good
hilarious.
And Beyonce together. And that could be interesting.
Yeah. Well, that would be interesting for you, I bet, in one way. So, anyway. Hey, gold member, Beyonce. So, we've had quite a few thumbs down today, right?
Three of them so far.
Three of them. So, Anchorman 2, I gave a thumbs down. You guys gave a thumbs up, too.
Wow, you've had a really bad week in movies.
I did. I know. You know, sometimes it just happens.
Technically,
like
that means four thumbs up. Well, three. Dave lost one of us. No. Right. We have four thumbs up versus two. So,
American
Anchorman
Hustle,
2,
thumbs down. And Saving Mr. Banks, thumbs down. Wow. So, it's been really bad.
Oh. Yeah.
And, you know, it's really sad because
Joseph,
people,
did you have a tough week?
I did because I had to see all these movies. Right. So all these
poor baby has to go out and see movies for a living.
I bet you're going to like Inside Llewyn Davis because of the way you're throwing this out right now. I have a feeling it will be a breakthrough.
You think that, right?
I think
you think that.
Yeah.
That I would actually like Inside Llewyn Davis because, you know, we did this whole show a couple weeks ago. We had on our folk flick show.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, we
and
mentioned
brought
the movie
it up a little. Yeah.
Right, Inside Llewyn Davis.
That's why I bet you're.
I think you're going to like it too.
You think so?
I think it will be a breakthrough.
All right, and because Oscar Isaac plays a young folk singer who navigates.
Plus, if you have the last name Isaac, it's got to be great.
Right, and it's made by the Coen brothers.
Oh, and them too.
Who made No Country for Old Men.
Really good movie, yeah.
Fargo.
And he got an Oscar, didn't he? Oscar. That's why they call him Oscar Isaac.
Well, we'll see if he gets an Oscar. We'll see.
Well, they call him Oscar Isaac.
Right. Okay. Right. Well, anyway, Oscar Isaac plays a young folk singer who navigates the Greenwich Village folk scene seen
Greenwich.
Greenwich, New York.
I'm reading.
Oh, I thought
I'm
we were
doing an Anchorman
like
thing.
Some
apparently,
Wizard of Oz stuff in there. Yeah.
Oh wait, we didn't say who's Ron Burgundy.
Right. What? Don't worry about. Okay. So anyway, it's in 1961. So we're going from the 70s to the 60s now.
Oh.
A guitar in tow, huddled against the unforgiving New York winter, he is struggling to make it as a musician against seemingly insurmountable obstacles, some of them of his own making. You got a great cast in this as well. You got Justin Timberlake.
Oh yeah, he's great.
And Carey Mulligan, right?
Oh yeah, she's
John
great
Goodman.
Too. Yeah. Oh. You can never go wrong with John Goodman.
Right. So once again, like American Hustle, you got a great cast.
Yes. And while I believe I will like American Hustle when I saw it, Joseph didn't. But
well,
I think this time it's different,
mind.
Where he's going to say it's a breakthrough.
No, he's
going
to say it's a thumbs down. No, I can tell.
Say it's a breakthrough.
It's nonverbal.
Greg is right. It's a breakthrough.
It's
I
a
love
breakthrough.
This movie.
Really?
Yes. I saw it before we did our folk flick show, and I wanted to save our folk flick show, but I knew that we were going to conflict with Christmas and 70s and everything like that. But this is an amazing, amazing movie.
Yeah.
Is there anything that Joel and Ethan Coen can't do? I've loved all their movies. My favorite to date is A Serious Man. Have you ever seen that one?
No, never have.
What was it about?
Someone that was pretty serious.
Well, it's
a man.
Who was in
serious.
It?
Yeah.
It was kind of unknown guy. It was like an unknown cast.
Yeah, he was
and
serious.
He was Jewish, and I don't know. It was a really weird.
You gotta
plot.
Give me more hints than that.
Yeah, well, look it up. It was a very indescribable movie.
Oh.
But everything was going wrong in his life.
So
but,
no, I didn't see it then.
Okay, well, I think that you would really like the movie because you would really identify with it. But now
because it was nondescriptive.
Right, no, because everything goes wrong.
Oh,
right, everything goes wrong. Yeah, and just the way that he reacts to everything. But this is such a genuinely moving motion picture. I was so touched by this movie. It's essentially the story of a man who struggled to barely get by. Parallels that of a stray cat. It works on so many levels. It's very poetic. It's a poetic observation of its theme, which we'll talk about in a few moments. But it's also extremely entertaining. It's a satire of folk music history. The soundtrack here, I own it. I love the soundtrack. It is, again, one of the top three soundtracks of the year. Hmm. Top four if you count Breakthrough Entertainment Christmas album.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you don't like soundtracks.
Well, except the Breakthrough Entertainment Christmas album. It's right. Phenomenal.
Well, you're going to want this soundtrack after you see it. Because I was just smiling, and I felt so warm watching this movie, especially in the scenes, in the music scenes, when there's live performances, Justin Timberlake singing and all that. And it's filled with wry laughs and a soundtrack that you will want to own the moment that you leave the movie theater. Needless to say, I'm giving it a breakthrough. Go out and see Inside Llewyn Davis. It is the only great new movie release this week.
Wow.
Yeah. Anchorman 2 was also very good.
Right.
My second.
Right. Okay.
Well, I bet American Hustle will be good too.
Right. Seriously, you're going to love this movie. And the theme here is struggle is the single greatest inspiration for art. We hear it all the time, but this movie really does a great job of that. I think when we had on our folk singer earlier this month, he really talked about how his struggle kind of helped him find stories to tell. And that's what folk music is, right?
No.
No? Do you agree with this theme that struggle is the single greatest inspiration
for
art?
No, I don't. I do not agree with it. Struggle could be the single greatest inspiration for art, or could it be your belief system that keeps the artists away from their dreams by believing that one must struggle first? I think that's the more important issue here, and then succeed. So it's really about not the struggle. If people believe they have to struggle, they will struggle. But if they don't believe they have to struggle, maybe that is the single obstacle, the belief of struggling first, that maintains the struggle. Eric, doesn't that make sense?
I guess it does, Dave.
Yes.
If you believe
yes.
that you are something more than you are.
Yeah.
Like my grandmother used to say, you think you're the whole cheese, then you are.
I think so. What do you think, Joseph?
I don't know. I think struggle defines us. The struggle helps us build our character.
Oh, I agree with that.
If everything was just handed to us on a silver platter, think about these artists who go out there. If they, were born with a golden, what is it, a phrase in their hand?
Silver spoon
in their hand.
Yeah.
Say again, Anchorman stuff. In their mouth. Thank you. But if they were born with that, they
wouldn't. I'll fix everything, Joseph.
Thank you very much. Fix it in post. life. But if they were born that way, what would their art say? It wouldn't say anything of any meaning that would touch any of us. And, you know, this movie, I don't know the Coen brothers' history, but they've told us so many really interesting stories. And this one is, again, one of my favorites that they've ever made.
Didn't they do Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yes.
And John Goodman was in that, too.
Yes, he was. It's kind of a similar kind of character in this.
He was evil in that, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he's not that great of a guy in this, either. He's, you know, a little immobile.
I bet this is a good movie.
Well, did you like the trailer?
Yeah, I did. I thought it looked very intriguing to me, and possibly a great movie. I couldn't quite figure out everything. It seemed like this guy was aimlessly wandering around trying to find something probably within himself.
Right. He is he is struggling for that, but he's also struggling to make an artist of himself. Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of other problems going on in his life with Carey Mulligan's character.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, then he's got this cat that he kind of happens onto, and the cat, it kind of follows him everywhere. He can't get rid of this cat, and then he finally gets rid of it, and then he longs for the cat again.
Ah.
This is a really poetic movie. Got a nice, really, like, darkish tint to it, very wintry feeling, great production values. It feels like the 60s. This is another one of those movies that's going to take you back to the time period when it was based in. And so, again, you know, it might make a showing on my best of list.
Wow, really?
Maybe. I'm not going to reveal anything yet. But
when is that best of list?
On January 3rd.
That's when we'll do it.
Yeah,
okay.
Best of 2013. We're going to have a really special show. We're going to have some Dave's Random Enlightenment action there.
Ooh.
We're going to have my top 12 movies, some music from all of those. And can you guess any? What do you think might be on my list?
Mixed Nuts.
Of 2013.
Oh.
What was that?
I thought that was a cat.
It was a
somebody
cat.
Brought a
it's
cat in.
It's following us. Oh, it's following the Isaacs.
All nine of them.
I can't remember.
You can't remember. Greg, any ideas?
Other than the one you just talked about.
Well, and you'll combine.
Well, you had another breakthrough or two.
Yeah, there's been a few. Yeah,
and you'll talk about some of your favorite movies of the year.
Oh,
today.
Frozen might be on there.
Yeah, maybe
from yours. Yeah,
maybe,
I liked
it
too, but not one of my favorites of the year though.
Well,
I'm sure with Mason, it's up there.
It should be a great show. And next week is our Wall Street show.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Michael Douglas on?
No, it's in honor of The Wolf of Wall Street. We don't have on Leonardo DiCaprio either.
Oh, darn.
But we've got a Wall Street expert who's going to tell us all about penny stocks and that kind of awesome stuff.
Yeah.
And also a new segment from Dave.
Yeah, we're going to have a new segment. Traveling around and reviewing and interviewing different people, and I will have a review of the Jersey Boys next week, as well as on the website. Great, great. I just gave the... Open the bag on this one. But it was fabulous. If you're in Vegas, definitely get down to Paris to see the Jersey Boys.
Uh-oh. Breaking news. We have breaking news, don't we? Wow. Because, you know, last week we had we advertised the Breakthrough Entertainment Christmas album, right?
Any sales yet? Has it reached platinum level?
This is amazing.
Sales.
This is amazing. I've just gotten word.
Yeah.
I'm doing some sort of thing like we're on TV with my
ear.
that it's now sold out, but there is still some really good news. Let's tune back into...
Let me plug into the news feed here.
Yeah, please plug it in the news feed. Thanks.
12:01 a.m. this Sunday. That's when tickets go on sale for the live music event of the season. Hot off their highly successful Christmas album, Dave, Greg, Joseph, and Eric hit the stage for the Breakthrough Entertainment Christmas concert, featuring festive favorites like White Christmas.
Here we go. One, two, three.
You practiced
Christmas.
I practiced.
And that's Joseph.
Car.
Keep going. I like
it.
Like
the ones I used to know.
Where's the bum bum bum? Oh, that was nice.
Yeah,
Where's Eric?
Eric, where are you? We want you to sing.
I'm just musing it.
Oh yeah. Oh, that is good. I haven't heard this one.
In the snow.
The 6-hour holiday hullabaloo begins at 8 p.m. on Christmas Eve, live from the famed Nokia Theater in Los Angeles, California. Tickets to attend start at only $100 apiece, a bargain any way you think about it. But truly a steal, considering each paid admission also comes with a copy of the Breakthrough Entertainment Christmas album, signed by one of the guys.
Pacing the floor.
And here's the lovely Chilsa singing.
Really, I've got hurry.
Wow, he's good with this.
The Breakthrough Entertainment Christmas album is now no longer available in stores, having sold out and reached platinum status within just a few hours of its release. So a ticket to the Breakthrough Entertainment Christmas concert buys you not only a night of jolly jubilation, but also the Christmas gift that all of America has been clamoring for.
Come on, what is that song?
Oh, yeah.
The thing the is, Joseph, this has been in so many movies. Home Alone, no, Lost in New York, I'm talking Harold about and Kumar.
Guys, I'm singing.
And Dave, Greg, Joseph, and Eric are not the only stars of the Breakthrough Entertainment Christmas concert. The entire Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network family will be present and accounted for. Just listen as Greg goes down the list of some of the other celebrities who will be belting out their best.
Paige is listening. If Derek Montilla is listening, Ed Cole, Sebastian Noren right now.
Oh, I'm not going to hit it, Joseph.
Over the hills we go.
Yeah.
Laughing.
I just got to say, this is work.
And the fun does not stop there. Other special guests for the Breakthrough Entertainment Christmas concert include Frozen the Duck, Cordy Caitlin, Are You Still Here, Johnny? And the one, the only, Crypt Keeper himself, John Kassir.
Santa Claus went broke just the other day. Then his friendly bank repossessed his sleigh. His costs have all gone up. His profits all way down. This Christmas, poor old Santa Claus ain't coming to your town.
If you are not celebrating the reason for the season in L.A. this year, you do not have to miss out on what Rolling Stone raves is probably going to be less painful than passing a kidney stone. That is because the entire event is being streamed via satellite to premium movie theaters across the country. For the regular price of an adult movie ticket, you too can dance the night away to Jingle Bell Rock.
And take it away, bells, Joseph.
Time and jingle bells.
Now to you, Greg.
Prancing and jingle. Come on, square.
And now, Eric.
I don't know the words.
Oh. In the frosty air. Come on.
Right time. To rock the night away. Jingle bells time. It's a slow time.
To go riding in a one-horse.
Yeah, baby.
So set your alarm clock and head over to Ticketmaster.com just after midnight tomorrow morning to reserve your seat and CD. But hurry, because quantities are limited, and the Breakthrough Entertainment Christmas concert is so spectacular that seats are certain to sell out fast.
One more time.
Let's send a mingling, a jingling beat. That's the jingle bell.
That's the jingle bell.
Of course,
the jingle bell rock.
Nice high-pitched voice.
Wow. Whoa. That was
sung
good.
Sung by one of the guys.
I didn't even buy one, and now it's sold out.
Yeah? I don't know.
Buy one.
Well, they're the CD?
We're supposed to get them for free. We're the artists.
But it's sold out.
I'm sorry. Well, it's like a hot Christmas gift.
Are you trying to say there was only one copy available?
Oh, there's only one copy?
Well, it's sold.
No,
well,
that's
no,
how
it
you're
it
sounding.
It hit platinum status.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So it's great.
And we only made 500,000 of them, so therefore there's none left.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
That's, yeah. Because we never thought that would be
one.
That great. Yeah. But it should be a great Christmas.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. We're going to be doing a live, huh?
On Christmas? What? Oh, yeah, we're going to be... I forgot what I was doing.
Oh, excuse me, Johnny.
Christmas Eve.
I didn't see you there.
On Christmas Eve, right? You know, because where else would you want to be?
Well, with Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network.
Exactly. Six-hour holiday hullabaloo.
Yeah, I love it.
Should be a lot of fun.
That was excellent.
So check it out. And,
wow.
You know, again, this was our Breakthrough, that Breakthrough Entertainment 70s show. And, you know, taking us out of the show is going to be from Dick, You're So Vain by Carly Simon. That was
oh, I
a
love
great,
that song.
It was a great movie as
oh,
well.
Oh, I could sing this one, I think.
Yeah? That was a great movie, though, as well, right, Dick? All about Richard Nixon. It was
a
comedy, though.
Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Who played that guy?
It was.
I didn't see the
movie.
It
was the same
so
guy from A Night at the Roxbury.
He was good.
Yeah, I forget his what's his name. I forget his name.
What,
yeah.
What was Richard? What is the famous but, he, thing he said?
Michelle
Richard
Williams
Nixon?
Was in that.
Really? And
yeah.
Richard Nixon said what famous thing? Eric?
I'm not a crook.
Exactly. He said that. No, really.
Yeah,
indeed he was.
And even he was a hustler.
He was?
Right, American Hustle.
Oh, yeah, I saw it in the magazine. Time. It was great.
Yeah. What?
Well, it wasn't great.
Right, but anyway.
I don't know. The staples were in the way.
But anyway, you know, I know you guys have other shows coming up next, but I want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Thank you very much for making the Breakthrough Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network and KPHX 1480 and Breakthrough Entertainment a part of your holiday season, you know, and Frozen as well. The card, I know, is still up on the Facebook site as well.
It is.
And Frozen, of course, is Joseph's pet duck.
You mean Reflection?
Huh?
What's on there?
A lot of likes on that.
Oh, likes, really?
Yeah. No, not really.
And
exactly.
Joseph, thank you. You are the genius behind Breakthrough Thinking.
Yeah, and also we've got a cool mashup
and
of all
Greg
of our holiday
is
shows.
The
as
genius
well.
Behind Breakthrough Thinking. And I am Ron Burgundy signing off.
Yes.
Oh, you know I love the song. Carly Simon.
Yeah.
Come on, go ahead, sing this for the last few bars.
Good.
He's good.
You watch yourself go by. And some girls think that they'd be your partner. They'd be your partner. You're so vain.
I thought to sing
this song was about you. You're so vain.
Come on, Greg. Come on in here.
No, but I do have to say Real Hockey Talk's coming up. Special guest
talk.
Show here in with ProHockeyTalk.com. NHL.com covers the Sabres and Leafs. Bob Strong joining us. Talk Coyotes Cup. We'll be right back.